welcome to season 6 of the Presently Engaged podcast. Here, you'll find short, friendly, Jesus-focused encouragement to live intentionally right where you are. I'm Mandy Pollack, and I'm really glad that you are here. In this episode, we will have a devotional thought sourced from life. Then we'll end the podcast with a scripture reading. I'll be reading from the English Standard Version of a passage. This will give us the opportunity to center our minds on Jesus and our hearts on His Word, because lives will change as we engage with God's Word. Would you be willing to share this podcast with someone you think might be encouraged by it? Listen in and then join me at presentlyengaged.com. I'm so grateful for your time and glad that you are here. There's a dance that goes on in our neighborhood every weekend. One person stops at the corner, planting a sign promoting their open house. Another person can be seen taping up an offer for a website or a yard work or a garage sale. Minutes or hours or days later, the neighborhood representative comes through with clippers and gloves, cutting down or uprooting these signs and tossing them into their pickup truck. These signs, planted with care and optimism just before, are destined for the landfill. I once saw a man putting out signs along our road, followed by another just 2 blocks behind, pulling them out. One might think that knowing their signs will get torn down, people would stop displaying them. And yet every weekend, there they are. Our friendly neighborhood sign planter does not know who will drive by. He does not know if those who drive by are in the market for a house, or are simply curious, or are rushing to the next urgent thing on their calendar. Someone might not even think about buying a house for a decade, or think they need help putting up Christmas lights. But when, later, the moment collides with a need, perhaps one of those signs will come to mind. Entrepreneurs reveal their dogged and determined belief in the American dream every weekend. If it didn't work, if those signs didn't move the needle or prove themselves to be worth the time of putting them out, people wouldn't do it. And so on a Saturday morning, while the rest of the neighborhood sleeps in or heads to a soccer match or munches cereal, the determined hustlers go out and plant their signs. This is faithfulness, a rightly placed belief that the actions taken today affect an outcome tomorrow. Those who love Jesus are in the sign business too. Your very life is a sign. It is a sign that points to Jesus, that reflects the good news of His gospel, that lives out redemption with skin on it. 1 Peter 3:15 says, "But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect." God gives the grace. His word gives the message. We don't know who will read the signs, who will think of the signs later, or who will take action based on the signs. We don't know who will attempt to eliminate the messages of the signs. We don't know if those pulling up signs and trying to trash the message now will be impacted by those words years from now. We don't know who of all the people we interact with over our lifetimes will hear and respond. We don't need to know those things. We have only to plant the signs. Join me in reading Psalm 89 together. This is the word of the Lord. A maskil of Ethan the Ezrahite. I will sing of the steadfast love of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I said, steadfast love will be built up forever. In the heavens you will establish your faithfulness. You have said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant. I will establish your offspring forever and build your throne for all generations. Selah. Let the heavens praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies can be compared to the Lord? Who among the heavenly beings is like the Lord, a God greatly to be feared in the council of the holy ones and awesome above all who are around him? O Lord, God of hosts, who is mighty as you are, O Lord, with your faithfulness all around you? You rule the raging of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them. You crushed Rahab like a carcass. You scattered your enemies with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours. The earth also is yours. The world and all that is in it. You have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon joyously praise your name. You have a mighty arm. Strong is your hand. High is your right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you. Blessed are the people who know the festal shout, who walk, O Lord, in the light of your face, who exult in your name all the day, and in your righteousness are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength. By your favor, our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, our King, to the Holy One of Israel. Of old, you spoke in a vision to your godly one and said, I have granted help to one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him, so that my hand shall be established with him, my arm also shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him. The wicked shall not humble him. I will crush his foes before him and strike down those who hate him. My faithfulness and my steadfast love shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. I will set his hand on the sea, and his right hand on the rivers. He shall cry to me, You are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. And I will make him the firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. My steadfast love I will keep for him forever, and my covenant will stand firm for him. I will establish his offspring forever and his throne as the days of the heavens. If his children forsake my law and do not walk according to my rules, if they violate my statutes and do not keep my commandments, then I will punish their transgression with a rod and their iniquity with stripes. But I will not remove from him my steadfast love or be false to my faithfulness. I will not violate my covenant or alter the word that went forth from my lips. Once for all, I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His offspring shall endure forever, his throne as long as the sun before me. Like the moon, it shall be established forever, a faithful witness in the skies. Selah. But now you have cast off and rejected. You are full of wrath against your anointed. You have renounced the covenant with your servant. You have defiled his crown in the dust. You have breached all his walls. You have laid his strongholds in ruins. All who pass by plunder him. He has become the scorn of his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have also turned back the edge of his sword, and you have not made him stand in battle. You have made his splendor to cease and cast his throne to the ground. You have cut short the days of his youth. You have covered him with shame. Selah. How long, O Lord, will you hide yourself forever? How long will your wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my time is, for what vanity you have created all the children of man. What man can live and never see death? Who can deliver his soul from the power of Sheol? Selah. Lord, where is your steadfast love of old, which by your faithfulness you swore to David? Remember, O Lord, how your servants are mocked, and how I bear in my heart the insults of all the many nations, with which your enemies mock, O Lord, with which they mock the footsteps of your anointed. Blessed be the Lord forever. Amen and amen. You may feel like your future holds far more question marks than exclamation points. Life Purpose Planning is a 10-lesson course that helps young people define and fulfill their individual, God-given purpose and calling as they engage in life-changing service and prepare for world-changing impact. It's a tool for young world changers wondering, why am I here and what should I do about it? And is a tool for parents and mentors who are looking for a way to intentionally pursue, understand, and support their high schooler or college students' dreams. Find out more at lifepurposeplanning.org and go change the world.